Follow every shot of the US Masters on In Play Radio with expert analysis and live betting tips. In Play Radio, your eyes on a world of sport.
Henrik Stenson is 20-1. His Masters record leaves a little bit to be desired.
I agree with you there regarding Henrik. His record is poor, to be honest with you, round here. This is his 10th Masters. He missed the cut three times, and his best finish is 14th. But another statistic which I looked at, his lowest round on this course in 10 Masters is 69. Now, he's going to have to shoot a lot better than that if he wants to win his first green jacket. I think there's other majors for Henrik Stenson.
Jimmy Walker, 22-1. His game has developed under Butch Harmon incredibly well in the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's got a lovely swing, hasn't he? And he's a great strike with the ball. And he was 8th last year on his debut, and that included a 76 on the Saturday. It was pretty tough on that Saturday last year. He's had a couple of good records in other majors, 7th in the PGA and a 9th in the US Open. And, you know, he's 36, but he's blossoming late in life, Jimmy Walker. I really like him.
Phil Mickelson is 22-1, three times Masters champion. Big Phil?
Yeah, 22-1 and 22nd in the world for the 44-year-old. Are his best days behind him round here? Possibly. Three-time champion, of course. Won five majors in his career. And not only has he won it three times, there's seven top fives. So that left-handed theory round here really, really works for Big Phil. I think he's got to be concentrating on that US Open, you know, to create his own career Grand Slam, having won the Open in Muirfield back in 2013. He's not quite shown enough form this year, although he did have two very good first rounds at Houston last week, 66 and 67. That showed he's got a game coming back. So I wouldn't put anybody off Phil, but at 44 round here, I think he's got his eyes set on that US Open.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.